Hey everybody, and welcome to the SideQuest podcast. I am your GM, and my name is Joey, and I'm joined as always for the last 400 episodes by none other than the three greatest PCs in the entire world. First up, we have Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle, played by Dan. Dan, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Wow. Man, you really got the energy this evening.
I do. I'm feeling it.
Man, we're going to bring it to the people. Next up on the list, I got Den Wiesel, played by Mr. Richie. Mr. Richie, how are you doing?
Doing fine, boss man. How you doing?
Buddy, I can't complain. I am playing some games with my friends, and that's really all that matters. And last but not least, we have Boulder. Boulder, played by Cruz Turner, the only man that gets a last name. Cruz, how you feeling?
Yeah. It's because, really, I just want people to find me on Facebook and be my friends.
That's right. Cruz is single and looking to mingle. Hit him up on Tinder, Grindr, yeah, and all those other apps. So,
Specifically Grindr, please.
Please hit him up on Grindr. Oh, okay.
Gave you a nice cough. Yeah. That's for you guys out there in the world.
Really right in the ears.
You should be used to my coughs.
Oh.
Yeah. I looked away, even. Like, that's the thing, is you see the giant spike on the recording software, and I really just, this is more for Dan and post. Hey, Dan.
Hey there. Hope you had a good day.
Guys, we got a brand new game that we're going to introduce all these people to and actually introduce ourselves to at the same time. I'm really excited about this one. Guys, we're going to be playing the, I know y'all didn't know this, I didn't tell y'all anything about the session before we started, but we're going to be playing a variation of Apocalypse World. It's a Powered by the Apocalypse system. Which is a 2D6 system. So in case you've stumbled upon this podcast, welcome to our 0.5 episode, where we are kind of setting up the world, the characters, and kind of giving an insight on what this thing is all about. We do want to give a shout out and a thank you to D. Vincent Baker, who is the creator of Apocalypse World, for letting us not only use the amazing thing that he created, but also just not use it when it's most important and really just ignore the rules for our own devices. So thank you, Mr. Baker, very much. We appreciate it. So let's get into kind of what this is all about, guys. So New Haven is a setting of our world. This is going to be confined to a singular city. It is a mega city. So I'm going to give you a little bit about New Haven here. The city of New Haven is a singular dichotomy, a potent mixture of sophistication and barbarism, technological advancement and primitive ruthlessness, extravagant wealth and unmitigated desolation. Corruption is rampant across the rich and poor alike, as each person works tirelessly to get theirs in this beautifully merciless city. Technology and convenience have become so ingrained in daily life that it is used to keep the general population content and compliant. So I guess it's not a place you'd really want to spend a lot of time.
I mean, if I had a choice, I probably wouldn't, but, you know. Yeah. There are worse things.
I'm not going to lie. It kind of sounds like downtown Birmingham.
It does. Yeah, Birmingham, England, where we're all from. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Shout out to the Queen.
That's right. Yeah. God bless the Queen.
If our accents didn't give it away originally. So.
It did. Yeah. I really want to, you know, put it down in the comments of this YouTube video where you think everybody's from. And let's really nail that down just right from the start.
Yeah, just come on. We're
guys,
here
I don't
for
think
it.
My camera's working while I'm talking about that. Never mind. So, you know what? We'll just make a podcast instead of a YouTube video.
That's
how's it sound?
I'm
okay.
Fine with this.
So we have.
Should I have put a shirt on for this?
No. Now that we're not doing video, you don't even have to put pants on. So.
I'm about to say I'm taking pants off cool. Now.
Already ahead of you.
Oh. So we're gonna run down the character list and then get a little bit more into what the world is like. First off, I'm gonna let Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle introduce himself. Please do it in your character voice. Look, I want to say something right at the jump here. If you don't use your character voice, I'm going to kill your character. And maybe you. And that doesn't count as premeditated murder, just for the people, the lawyers listening to this in the future. It doesn't count. But Dr. Cogsbuckle, please give us a taste. Introduce yourself.
Hello, children. I am Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle. I run the Cogsbuckle School for Enlightened Children. Some call me a snake oil salesman, but I'm just very good at my job.
Jeez, that, you know what? I got chills. That was really, really good. So we'll get into a little bit more about what Dr. Cogsbuckle is all about. But next up, I want to introduce the one, the only, the undefeated, the reigning champion, Den Veazel. Den Veazel, how you doing today?
Really quick side note. Again, you got to take me seriously.
Oh, all I'm right. Sorry.
I'm a big guy in this game. Not in real life, but a big guy. So I need everything I say to be taken seriously. You ready?
Yes, sir.
My name is Den Veazel, and I am the fastest thing rolling these streets. I only know two things, and it's going fast, and my family. See? Serious character.
That is
the
a
best.
Very serious. Wow, I felt like I felt a little Matthew McConaughey in there.
All right.
I felt just a little bit. All right. So, and last but not least, we have Boulder. Boulder, why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
I'm honestly going to do a preamble for mine, too. At this point, I really haven't made a character decision.
Now's the time. On air is the time to make it happen. Just do what... I tell you what, cycle through a few voices and do what feels right.
Well, you know I got to do the basics. Like, this is Boulder's, you know? And honestly, I'm going to sticks with it right now is keep going with the Boulder's.
Wait, can you add a little more Christopher Walken into there?
The Boulder's is exactly what you're looking for. When the Boulder comes to your area, you better to lock yourselves in the doors.
Oh, my. Wow. I vote for that one.
I think that's the decision we've made.
Wow. Oh, that was nice to meet you all. I appreciate y'all joining the city of New Haven.
It's nice to meet you, Boulder.
Oh my god. I'm so excited. So next up, we want to talk a little bit and hear from Dr. Cogsbuckle on a little bit more about his school for enlightened children, where the school is located. What their enterprise is all about, and what exactly he's teaching here.
Well, here at Cogsbuckle School for Enlightened Children, we teach our children the ways of the world. The Warrens is a beautiful place. I love it here. So do the
it's
children.
Not.
We teach everyday useful activities. Bargaining. Purchasing. And... no fighting or violence. I don't enjoy that. But we go on plenty of field trips as well. Probably be hearing about one pretty soon. The staff is great. We love them here. Other than that, it's we're trying to prepare them for a better life.
Now, Dr. Cogsbuckle,
I
don't know how to say this, but there's been some word circulating on the wire around the city that you've had a few run-ins with RadSec and ZSec, which are two of the security companies operated by the megacorps that run the city. That wouldn't happen to be your children getting into those situations, would it?
Oh, no, not at all. That's all hearsay, actually. I heard it on the wire the other day, and I was like, that's absolutely bogus. My children would never get involved with the police.
And certainly not at your direction.
Oh, clearly not. I'm an outstanding citizen of the Warrens. I want to make that very clear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you did, and I appreciate that. And I'm sure those rumors are completely unsubstantiated. Speaking of unsubstantiated rumors and possible jail time, Den, I heard some bad things about you as well. You mind addressing those for me?
Well, I have what you call a street cred. And yeah, I might have spent some time behind bars. I got some tattoos to show. I don't know how they gave me an upside down teardrop, but here I am with an upside down teardrop. And I'm gonna find I'm not making promises, but if anyone were to maybe have a run-in and give me the names of the people that may have locked me up, I'd greatly appreciate the information. But yeah, just trying to make a living. You know what I mean?
Now,
Din,
well, hold on a second.
You're pretty big.
Hold on a second.
No, go ahead, Dr.
Yes.
Cogswinkle. I'm sorry.
Sorry to interject. Now, I did hear that the upside down teardrop is it when you resuscitate someone back to life?
I don't know. He fell, and they said I had to put my mouth where his mouth was. I know all about what the girls and the guys call kissing, but I was giving him CPR, so that's how they gave me my teardrop. I've earned this teardrop.
I see. Yes, you have earned that indeed. Go. Okay. Wow. Move on. Sorry.
Okay. No. That was. You know what? It's all about world building.
I was just very curious about I've heard great things about the upside down teardrop, so I was just wanted to know what that was all about.
So, Din, tell me a little bit about the family that you had and the family that you lost.
Fastest guys on the street, I'll tell you that much. Buddy here, there, races here and there. You want a race? You got a car? You talk to Bay.
But and, there was a falling out, if I'm not mistaken.
I was making some purchases, maybe some not what they would call legal at the time, but after my time in the pokey, no one wanted to pick up their phones. Some family, am I right? So I don't know where my loving family is, but I'm hoping they'll listen to my voicemails and get back to me soon.
Maybe one day. But in the meantime, you have taken up with Dr. Cogsbuckle's School for Enlightened Children to make some scratch. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Great guy. Kind of, you know, out there, but, I mean, aren't we all just a little out there? Kids? Love them. Great. They can wash a mean car. And at the end of the day, that's all that really matters to me.
Shiny cars.
Makes the world go around.
Extra scratch. That's true, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, Boulder, my understanding is that you used to be a member of RadSec.
You know, the problem with talking about my past is my memory is not too good.
No, listen, this is all conjecture from the wire. You know, I try not to pay attention to this stuff, but...
you could never believe the media.
No, absolutely, especially not in New Haven, but... The word is that you were running a stolen shipment of wads and ran into some trouble.
I trusted the wrong guy to drive the car, you could say.
Is that still a sore subject, Din?
I don't want to talk about that. You can't prove I was there.
That's true. The booking photos definitely don't look like you. They didn't have the upside-down teardrop.
See what I mean? It's not me. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Now, Boulder, no memory of your past life, which I won't mention here because I don't want to bring up any kind of trauma or anything. But why don't you tell me where you have been since you found yourself about to be crushed in the junkyard outside of New Haven?
You know, I found out that my guy, the one I could look out for, you know, the driver, he was in the jails. So I had to find my way to him and get some out. But ended up not working out for me too good. I dug the wrong direction. Ended up going into the guard shack itself.
How did... Now, luckily, it was only the protectorate. It wasn't any of the security companies. So how did they treat you nice?
Yeah, they told me, you gotta go. So I went.
That's... You know what? They're good. Some of them are good eggs. Not all of
now,
them.
Now, of course, they told me I could go after they weren't breathing.
Wait, so they told... Hold on, I want to make something very clear here. So they told you... They told you after they couldn't talk anymore?
I spoke for them. I moved their mouths for them. I said, you can go! When they was laying on the floor taking a nap, as you could call it.
So I think this is as good a time as any. Guys, I'm going to ask you to define yourself in a word or phrase, specifically from the Apocalypse World Player Handbook. Boulder, how would you define your class, I guess, if you had to classify yourself?
You asking the actual class that, bud?
Yeah, go ahead and tell me which class is.
I lug the guns.
You lug the guns around. Now, you have three pieces that are very dear to you, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe more, but why don't you tell me what you're carrying?
I carry multiples of a grenade launches. I've got a magnum and another grenade launcher, and then I have my trusty grenades.
Wow. So a fan of the explosions and the grenades is what I'm gathering.
I mean, I always like to make an exit.
Din, what about you? If you had to describe yourself specifically by what's at the top of your character sheet, what would you call yourself?
I was going to say something along the lines of the best dang driver there's ever been, but I think that's been taken by something else. Anyway, I am and will only be the driver.
The driver. I love it. So I understand you have two loves of your life as well. Maybe not weapons, but a little more material than that.
Oh, God. I could go on and on about my girl. She was taken too soon, of course, but I'm slowly piece her back together. Now this new girl I got, man, she got the curves, she's got the color, she treats me nice, and she does what I say if you catch my drift.
You mind?
I'm talking about a car.
Definitely about a car.
Of course I'm talking about a car. Why would I talk about anything else?
Would you mind sharing their names for me?
So this girl right here... This is Monica. She's been proven pretty trustworthy. However, there's a long lost love of mine that I'm, like I mentioned, that I'm slowly piecing together. And her name is the lovely Lola.
Oh. Lola. God, it's. I got.
For me, it's the.
Yeah, I tried to gloss over that for the listener's sake. Oh, my.
Oh, dear Lord.
Dr. Coxbuckle, if you had to describe yourself, and I know, look, I understand what you're going to have to describe yourself as is a little bit reductive, maybe derogatory, but go ahead and tell us.
Well, the people of the Warrens refer to me as the Hocus, which, you know, I get it, I guess, but I refer to myself as a scholar of many.
And a businessman.
And a businessman, an entrepreneur, and a scholar. But if we're getting, you know, literal to the game in my supposed character sheet, I am referred to as a Hocus. Now, don't confuse Hocus with having a gang or a following or a cult. Since I am a scholar and I have my own school, they are my students.
I'm sorry,
and I love
hold
each
on.
Of them dearly.
Dr. Cogsbuckle, I don't mean to interrupt, yes. But I just have to comment on Din very passionately whispering the word family. Oh, go ahead, please continue. You were talking about your
life. No, I appreciate that. I think Din has a point. They are my family. But
have any of them died on your field trips? I'm just asking.
Oh, no, we keep them very safe.
Okay.
Most of the time, they only provide distractions.
They pretty much... They choose to drop out.
Oh,
there have been
Lord.
Some extreme circumstances, but we don't report those.
Now, gentlemen, I know that you three are well-versed in New Haven and all the terminology and everything, but I thought I'd run over it for the listeners because they've never heard your stories before. Listeners, the city of New Haven is... run by three mega corporations. The three that we have are ZSG Unlimited. The second one is the Marigold Group, and the next one is Radicorp. The only things you really need to know is ZSG. It's all tech, baby. It's all tech all the time. Marigold Group is pretty much everything else except for weapons manufacturing, which is Radicorp. Here's the takeaway: don't remember the names. Just remember you don't want to mess with any of them. They are not the best people. But, you know, they do provide gainful employment, and if there's anything we learn in a capitalist society, that's worth a lot. So, next up, I want to go over the regions in the city. We have the harbor, which is the major port, inlet, and outlet for New Haven. It's kind of docks and industrial area. The high side, that's where the money's at. That's where none of these guys have ever been or can ever hope to get to. The privileged few live here, and although most of that privilege probably was ill-gotten. Then you have the West End, which is the residence for, you know, the well-to-do, the up-and-comers that work in but can't quite afford to live in the Hub, which is the next area. The Hub is the city center. All traffic and trade flows through this area, business and some residents. Kind of your upper middle class, people looking to move up in the world. And then last and certainly least is the home of our three here, the Warrens. It's not where you want to be. It's overrun with crime, organized and random. And it's the absolute lowest of the low. And it's currently run by the Renoir crime family. Now, gentlemen, at the School of Enlightened Children, you've managed to stay pretty clear of the Renoirs to this point. Congratulations on that. Now, Dr. Cogsbuckle, you have an operation plan. You have a field trip planned. What exactly are we going to be doing on this field trip?
Hold on one second. Yes, rat, uh-huh. Rat boy, I would love a water. Thank you. Is this what you're asking about?
Boss, did you want sparkling water?
Or? Yes, that's fine.
Spark. Okay, I'll go spit in it. It's fine.
Rat boy, you're the greatest.
Oh, thanks, Boulder. Appreciate you, buddy.
Anyway, back to your question. Hey, I told him not to interrupt me while I'm recording.
Hey, Dr. Cogsbuckle.
Yes.
Mr. Boulder, would you like some more?
Do you have any sparkling cider?
Dr. Cogsbuckle, drink all the sparkling cider.
I'll take one.
Yes.
You got it, boss.
All right. Thank you, Rat Boy.
Hey, you're welcome, boss.
I'm sorry, Dr. Cogsbuckle, you were saying.
Yeah, oh, yes. Sorry, what was your question?
Does he do that a lot?
Well, you know, I told him not to interrupt me while I'm recording. It's very important.
It's really rude, yeah. Yes. Okay. I'm sure...
He's really a story of persistence and triumph.
I was specifically asking about... You have a field trip planned for your students.
Yes, the field trip. Yes, the field trip to the bank.
No, I absolutely. Just to give our listeners a little bit of background, one of your more, shall we say, lucrative enterprises is, how would you, I don't want to use the word robbing, what would you say?
I can't put my finger on it. Educational venture.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But so taking an educational venture to a bank in the West End.
Yes, an educational venture that rewards me.
And, I mean, in turn, you provide everything for your followers, is that right?
Of course, yes. They, I get the rewards, they get knowledge. That's how it works.
Nice, very nice, very nice. Now, Den, let me ask you a question. Does the doctor provide well for everybody?
Oh, yeah. No, the doctor is... He's great. He gives all the kids, you know, livings and... you can call them living quarters, yeah. They seem happy enough.
Now, Boulder, I'd like to get your take on it as well. If you had to rate the doctor's living provisions on a scale of 1 to -5, what would you say?
It's definitely the tops, you know? It's
right.
The best.
It's the best.
Wayne, be careful what you say here.
That's why, Docs, I was saying you do it, you know?
Okay. Yes, I appreciate that compliment. I've worked very hard to build this empire of mine, and...
Listen here, interviewer guy. Listen, it's dog shit.
hey, Boulder, we won't tell him that you said that. It's okay. He can't hear. If we get really close to the mic, he can't hear us.
Oh, well, in that case, I need the helps.
This is why I sleep in my car.
He makes us drink Rat Boy's urines.
Oh, is that the sparkling cider that Rat Boy was bringing you?
Yeah, but for some reason, it's actually quite delicious.
That's because Rat Boy only drinks sparkling cider, I think.
It's okay. I appreciate that he gives us a place to stay, but I'm not going to lie. I'm tired of sleeping on his macrame pillows.
hey, guys. I have the feeling you're going to have much better accommodations pretty soon.
Oh, that's good. I don't like the continues this.
Dr. Cogsbuckle, I'm sorry.
I'm having a hard time keeping up the crystal walk. It's so good.
It is so good. Keep it going.
What were you guys talking about over there?
Dr. Cogsbuckle, I'm sorry.
I was telling him the secrets to keeping my skin so fresh.
Yes, yeah. Your skin is delightful.
It's
honestly the shea oils and butters, but really it's just the mud down here.
It's just very surprising for a gunlugger to have such elegant skin.
Where's the gloves and eye protections?
Good call.
So I want to give a little bit of an impression of the School for Enlightened Children. It's a old style building, right? Very very well kept from the outside, but Din, how would you describe the inside of the school?
Well, see, when you first walk into the school, you are met with just the finest of establishments. Then, well, when you pull back the curtain, you may be a little surprised as to how very clean, overly clean and metallic-y and just... I've never walked into a place and tasted metal immediately. And I should know, I work on cars for almost all my life.
And now I will say that could partially be because the sewer system runs directly under the school. And my understanding is, based on the floor plan, some of the architectural drawings that I've seen, that there is an open pit to a sewer pipe that runs underneath, just at the back of the school.
Yeah, that's Rat Boy's place.
Right, that's Rat Boy's place. The best accommodations is what I'm hearing. Absolutely
the best. The 5-star accommodations for anyone that would like to come visit his fine establishment.
You know what? I gotta admire the loyalty to family, and just the you know what? The story is loyalty. That's what it really is. Speaking of,
listen,
it's
here,
all about the family.
Listen here, interviewer guy.
Yeah, Boulder.
If you's got the kids, you wants to send them to Dr. Cogsbuckles. It's the greatest it ever could be here for your kids.
A lot of life skills taught there is what I'm understanding.
Definitely. And if they can't, cut the mustards, then they'll just drop out.
Now, what is dropping? You know what? We'll get into that another time. The last thing I want to talk about, guys, is like we said, the security groups run the harbor and the high side. The West End and the Hub are the purview of the New Haven Protectorate Force, which is the citywide policing force from the government, which I'll put that in giant quotation marks. And then the Warrens, that's under the purview of the Renoir crime family. The Renoir crime family is run by Clegsfield Renoir. And I guess, Dr. Cogsbuckle, what's your impression of Mr. Renoir? Not the nicest man, is what my understanding is.
Yes, I've heard a few different stories about this man. I've heard he's a great businessman. I've heard he's got lots of those, what do you call them? Oh, my gosh, I forgot the name of it, and I have about 50 of them.
Corpos?
Yes, corpos. There it is. Yes. His corporation.
You've got so many, you forgot the name.
Yes, I keep them in a... Well, I'm not going to tell you where I keep them because I don't want my students finding out. That would be terrible.
Hey, boss, here's your water.
Oh, thank you, Rat Boy. You can just set it on the table then.
That's no problem. What were you saying about where your corpos are kept, boss?
What's a corpo, Rat
water
Boy?
What do you... nothing, boss. Hey, Boulder, here, I spit in your water for you, make it a little flavorful.
Just likes, I love it. Thank you, Rat Boys.
No problem, boss.
And you hear a skittering sound as Rat Boy scurries away.
But yes.
But the crime family,
yes.
Yeah.
They're a little bit offbeat, I would say. They're not the nicest people in the world, but I don't really have anything else to say about them, to be completely honest.
Is the school under the protection of the Renoir crime family?
No. The Renoir crime family actually puts a lot of negative news about my School for Enlightened Children in the,
Not gonna lie, his Yelp reviews have,
gone quite downhill as of...
They've review-bombed you?
As of, like, yes, unfortunately. Oof. Under Cog Weekly is the Warrens daily, newspaper.
Is that wait, so you publish the daily newspaper from the School of Enlightened Children? Does anybody read it outside of the school?
Oh, yes. I give it to all...
I don't believe you.
All the...
I don't...
As a life skill for the boys and girls, We have the only printing press in the Warrenses.
Look, I like the people in the Warrens to feel normal every once in a while, so I like to publish Cog Weekly. And I get the news from my trusty sidekick. My student. My student, Vision Weaver Bird, brings me news every week of what the Rimoire crime family has been saying about my School of Enlightened Children.
So is this a daily newspaper called the Cog Weekly?
Yes.
Okay. That's confusing. You can understand how that's confusing.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
People on the streets just call it the Cog for short.
Right.
Did you get your daily Cog?
Your daily weekly Cog.
Yes.
Hey boss.
Yes, Rat Boy.
We need some more toilet paper. Can we use the latest issue of Cog Weekly?
Ratboy, what did I tell you about using that glorious piece of reading material?
It's just that everybody uses it around the Warren, so...
Ratboy, are you saying everybody in this building uses Cog Weekly as toilet paper?
I mean, it's just when you gotta wipe the food, food so bad, and it's so runny. It's just like wiping a marker.
Oh, Ratboy. What happened to all the other toilet paper?
Well, we had to eat that, boss.
You had to eat the toilet paper.
That's why the stew last night was so fibrous.
Okay. Ratboy, here's your weekly allowance. I need you to go run down to the store and get some more toilet paper.
He skitters away without talking and just going. He's like holding the scratch, which, by the way, listeners, the currency for the Warrens. He's holding the scratch and just giggling to himself as he runs away.
I can't believe these students have been using my excellent reading material as toilet paper all this time.
They're not the only one.
Oof. Big oof there, Boulder.
Wayne, I give you this fine establishment to live in, and you come in here and use my...
But I ran out of hand towels. I'm so sorry. I think Ratboy actually did spit in my waters.
Yes, he tends to do that from time to time.
I thought it was a joke. Oh.
My God, I'm so distraught right now.
It's tough when you find out things.
Your monogrammed hand towels was doing the trick, but we ran out. And the laundromat being down and all.
Wow. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you, and I think the listeners would agree with me. It's kind of sounding like the School for Enlightened Children needs some funding.
Yeah, that's why we came up with this catchy jiggle. You ready for the jiggle?
Oh, yeah, let's hear it. I think, can everybody do it in unison? I think that'd be really nice.
Did everyone get their note?
I don't remember Din coming to me with the jiggle.
A horrible stage fright, so...
I think it'd be good. Let's look. I tell you what. I think Den maybe do the first few words and everybody try to join in. And I think it'd be good. Here we go. Ready? One, two, ready, go.
Dr. Cogsbuckle.
Dr. Cogsbuckle.
He's the man.
He's the
Leave
best.
Your kids here.
Leave your
and
kids
we're
here.
The best.
And the Zebra.
Wow.
That was what he said.
Den, that was absolutely beautiful, I have to say.
I appreciate that.
You know, I have a recording studio downstairs. We can go record that. And
I'll get right on that.
Maybe I can have someone add it to the Cog Weekly, so when you open it up, it gives you the little jingle. Like one of those greeting cards that you can buy from a store.
Oh, from Mark Hall.
Yes, Mark Hall. He is fantastic with greeting cards.
the card artist, Mark Hall. Oh, wow. That's great. So, guys, I don't want to belabor this point. Obviously, this is a very, very rich world full of detail, and everybody's impressed. I want to thank the three of you for joining me in this 0.5 session to kind of set up the world and set up the characters and give a little bit of background. I know all of you have very busy schedules planning the next field trip, which I'm sure we'll hear more about in episode one. But Dr. Cogsbuckle, do you want to leave anybody with any closing remarks? I'll let everybody do it. But Dr. Cogsbuckle, would you like to say anything as we head out?
I would like to say, if any of you listening have... If you live in the Warrens and you need a place to for your kids to really embrace who they are and have a bright future, please visit Dr. Cogsbuckle's School for Enlightened Children. And make sure to pick up your copy of Cog Weekly tomorrow.
Released daily. Din, what would you like to say to the people to prepare them for next week's adventure?
If you're not first, you're last.
Yep. I think that's the only thing you can say. Mic drop. And then Boulder, we'll end it with you, buddy.
I don't quite know what to say other than love yourselves and each other's.
God, so good. So good. Wayne, well, thank you, everybody. For
Wayne, I have to say that was beautiful.
No, it was. It really was. So, guys, look.
I learned it from Springer Jerry's show.
Also, I'm really sorry about Rat Boy spitting in your water. I'll have to talk to him when he gets back with the toilet paper.
I just wasn't expecting so much grit.
Yes, I understand.
Guys, look, I we can all talk back at the School for Enlightened Children, but I just want to outro for the people real quick. Hey, guys, if you like what you're listening to, and we know you do, then please join us over at our Discord. It is SideQuest, and the exclamation part, exclamation point. It's right where the I goes, so it's S exclamation point D-E, and then quest right after that. So join us over in Discord, and you can hit us up on all the major, I'm just losing it right here at the end, all the major social medias, and I think our boy Richie's going to be setting those up very, very soon, so we'll have more information on that on episode one. And this is where we put ad copy if we had it, but we don't, so we won't. And guys, I really just want to say thank you to Dr. Cogsbuckle, Den Wiesel, and Boulder, and also thank you to Dan and Richie and Cruz Turner. I appreciate it, guys. This was a lot of fun. We'll catch you on the next episode of SideQuest Podcast, which will be episode number one. We'll see y'all next week.
Woo!
Goodbye!
Bye.
See ya.
Damn it, Joey, pull it together.